Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Philippians, Bondservants of Jesus Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, the self-emptying of Christ. Let's read that passage. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Surrendering rights. Sacrifice of self is the most important principle for a Christian to apply, and the most difficult. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It's most difficult, but it must be done. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Someone wrote, there have been many men who would be gods, but only one God who would be a man. Our passage begins with a command. Let this mind be in you. When you're instructed to follow God's example, listen, you better pay attention and obey. Paul tells us three parts of Christ's surrender. First, Jesus gave up all rights. Verses 6 and 7. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal to God, with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Did he give up much? Well, verse 6, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God? Jesus was equal to God. Did he give up much? Well, sure he did. Did he give up much? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 3, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Son of God, heir of all things, creator of the universe, brightness of God's glory, image of God's person, sustainer of all things. Did he give up much? Colossians chapter 1. Verse 15 down to verse 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Did he give up much? John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and then down verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. And then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is God, and He surrendered all His heavenly glory. The Son of God emptied Himself for your sins, for my sins. He gave up His reputation as God, became a servant to rebels, and took the form of one of His own creations. That's what Jesus Christ surrendered as an example for us. Have you surrendered your rights? Or are you better than Jesus Christ Himself? So Jesus gave up all rights. Second, Jesus gave up all resistance. Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. To the point of death, even the death of the cross. Why? Why did He do it? He did it for all for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might become rich. Just how obedient was Jesus? Listen. He gave up His will for the Father's. Matthew 26:39. He willingly obeyed the Father. John 10 verse 18. He obeyed to bring salvation. Romans 5 verse 19. He obeyed amidst suffering. Hebrews 5 verse 8. He obeyed for a future joy. Hebrews 12 verse 2. He was the ultimate example of obedience for us to follow. Let this mind be in you. How well do you respond to those who have authority over you? Do you stop what you're doing when given orders? Do you give excuses why you can't do a job? Do you have to be reminded to do little tasks? Do you have to redo jobs you do wrong? Do you ever think that a job is stupid? Do you obey what you're told to do? Jesus gave up all rights, and He gave up all resistance. And third, Jesus gave up all recognition. Verse 9 to 11, therefore God also has highly exalted Him, and given Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But God gave it all back. What two things exalt a king? Honoring his position and submitting to His authority. And what did the Father do for Jesus? He gave Him a name which requires a response by every person. Confession of His position and bowing to His authority. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20, 22, and then Revelation 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. And then Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And He who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness He judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wow. What a picture. But he first had to give it all up. Matthew 20, verse 28. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. You have a great day.